piece in the Shulchan Menachem. We're up to Shin Dalet Mem. That's 344. Also this Shabbos, as we know, we're going to take out an extra Sefer Torah. We're going to reading the Parsha Zohar, remembering Amalek and remembering what he did to the Jewish people as it introduction to the Purim that's coming up the week. So there are some people that actually say that reading both the portion of Parah, which is the Shabbos that's going to follow, that's going to be the Shabbos before the Shabbos of that precedes the month of Nisan, the Parshas Parah. So these two extra Torah portions that we're going to be reading, there's some people that say that the obligation is actually a biblical obligation, both for Parah and also for Parshas Zohar. And that's why you see that people that live in, the Shulchan Aruch brings down, if people that live in areas and so settlements, they don't have a minyan, they need to come during these Shabbos to places where there's a minyan to listen to these parshas that are min HaTorah. And you actually see that people are very careful that you make sure to go to the shul when it comes to the Parshas Zohar and similar Parshas Parah to listen to Parshas Parah. So it seems like the Rebbe says, if you look into the language of the codifiers, that the main mitzvah of the Torah is actually only once a year on Shabbos Zohar and Shabbos Parah. And that's why you tell you to be so careful to read it with a minyan. It's even more stringent than the Megillah. Because the Megillah, you can actually lay, if you're laying it on Purim, you can lay it without a minyan. As some people, you just, if you don't have a minyan, you can lay it. But the Parshas Parah and the Parshas Zohar requires a minyan. So the Rebbe says, why is that so? Because it would seem like reading the portion of Zohar and Shabbos, and also the Parah and Shabbos Parah, is only instituted by the rabbis, because it's not a condition of the actual remembering Amalek of the Torah that you have to read in that Shabbos. As the Mogen Avraham says, the Rebbe brings down here, does then the Torah write you should remember Amalek on this Shabbos? It doesn't say that. The only thing is, the Chachamim instituted this Shabbos, since there's a lot of people common on that Shabbos, it's close to Purim, to bring close the story of Amalek to the story of Haman. And that's why you fulfill the mitzvah of reading Amalek, b'di'evet, just with the portion of Purim. Same thing is with the Parshas Parah, which is only at the Konas Chachamim, that the reason we read the Parshas Parah is to get the Jews to clean themselves before to doing the Pesach B'tarah. So you would fulfill the mitzvah just by reading or saying it any day of the year. Especially that in actuality you read this portion with all the details, you do it when you speak, and we do it in the Parshas Kiseitzim when we read it, and we say it every day in the Sheish Zechiris. So it makes more sense also to the opinion that says that you have to mention Amalek only once a year, and according to the opinions that it's always a to remember that you fulfill the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek, which doesn't have a condition that you should specifically do it one time a year or through in a public area. Similar to many mitzvahs, that their obligation is just once a day or once a year, and yet you fulfill the mitzvah anytime you do it. Like mitzvahs tefillin, it's only once a day, but yet if you fulfill the mitzvah, at least with Tefillah Shadash, every instant that you have the tefillin on you. And certainly, as you're saying, that the Parsha Malik. So the Rebbe doesn't answer that, but he just raises this issue.